Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. So today we're going to be learning about a whole new part of workforce development. We've got a couple of personalities around the table here today. We all know about Celeste Tiller. She's, you know, with the Chamber of Commerce. But we got a guy here by the name of Kevin Taylor who I've never met before. And he is heading up with the Veterans Outreach Subcommittee of the RHEDC, Rockhill Economic Development Corporation. And we're going to learn how the Chamber and the RHEDC are working together with vets. This is good. Okay. So let's do some introductions. Celeste, I'm going to let you go ahead and show Kevin how this is done. All right?
Perfect. Very good. So, of course, Celeste Tiller. I'm the Vice President of Talent and Workforce Development for the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. I've been in this space for about 2 years with the Chamber. And so, of course, on the RHEDC's different subcommittees working, of course, with Kevin Taylor.
All right. Kevin, you ready?
Yes, I am.
You think you can handle this now?
I think I got it.
All right. Go.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Taylor, the Director of Performance at Southwood Corporation and retired Green Beret. I've been working with RHEDC for about a year and a half now, and we started working together with Celeste to do veterans outreach. Basically, when I asked a question about what we were doing for veterans outreach, and the rest is the story we're probably about to talk about here.
So you opened your mouth.
Okay. I opened my mouth.
Well, we could do a whole... Now, you were in the military how long?
About 23 years.
23 years.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to do the Cliff Notes version of how you exited Fort Bragg and ended up in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
All right. So just like everything else in my military career, it was fairly unplanned, and I was flying by the seat of my pants. And I went through a program called the Honor Foundation, which basically paired me with opportunities to visit companies and network and get mentorship in my transition. What that ended up offering me was exposure to Charlotte, Raleigh, and Rock Hill, and some business owners who were interested in my skills, my experience, and were willing to offer me an opportunity. Large in part, this was completely separate from any retirement program facilitated by the Army or anything to do with the military in general, and completely offered through nonprofits and people that cared. You know, so that really resonated with me, and that's kind of what landed me here. In Rock Hill, and what's kind of inspired me to try to replicate that effort with veterans.
So when you came out of the military, and you end up here at Southwood, which by the way, how would you describe Southwood?
Absolutely. You know, for lack of better words, when I walked through it, all I remember was thinking, this is like a badass hobby shop, and it has very high energy, and I want to be here. I like places with a little bit of chaos. You know, I was given advice by a fellow retired Green Beret to make sure I pick a problem big enough to keep my interest. And, John Petroni told me he had plenty of problems for me to solve, and he was happy to have somebody that wanted to do so. So basically, you know, given the freedom of maneuver to apply my skill set, given the opportunity to bring value, be value added, and feel valued, you know, is really what drew me to Southwood and really the community around Rock Hill. When I got here, I brought my wife with me for a visit, and she was with me in my initial interview, which is a very awkward experience when you bring your wife to a job interview.
I don't think I've ever had that one before.
There you go. And, you know, it was really that cultural fit that brought me here.
Okay. Your wife in the interview didn't say, "Now, Kevin, you didn't really mean that, did you?"
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Giving you tips along the way, right? Yeah, right. Maybe you shouldn't have said that.
So Southwood is in the business of doing signs?
Absolutely. It's funny you say that, because when I first was told, hey, you need to go visit Southwood, I was thinking to myself, I could see myself working at a timber company. That'd be okay, you know? And and then I got there, and I said, I was way off. This is clearly not a timber company. And, you know, when I went inside, I knew nothing about signage. You know, I've large in part taken signage for granted my entire life. I think most of us do when you you go to a place, you don't really realize how hard it would be to get to a place without a sign, especially when you think about the hospital or something of that nature. But, you know, the cool thing is that this Monday at Southwood won't look like next Monday or the next Monday or the next Monday, and that we're a custom sign manufacturer. So every week we have a new set of problems to solve, and it's just, it's high energy and a lot of fun.
So one more question, and then we'll get into the topic. I knew I'd do the sideball.
I love it. I love it. This is
so
awesome.
What skill set did you come out of the military with, the Army, the Green Beret, that you felt would apply to this, besides that it was a badass corporation you wanted to work
for?
Good question.
Gotcha. Hey, man, that was the cool thing about the Honor Foundation was, you know, we spent about a month being introspective. And it was getting away from titles, getting away from the schools I've attended and the things, the tasks I've done in the military, and really thinking about what specific things do I like to do, and then of those things, what am I really good at? And a lot of it was as simple as problem solving, creative thinking, planning, training other people, large in part. I like to work with other people, and I like to work through other people. And that really, it starts to look a whole lot like HR, operations management, program development, strategy, just a lot of organizational enterprise leadership things that I kind of was taught, through a lot of opportunities and the Global War on Terror and all these different other things that we did, over about 23 years of my life. So it was pretty natural, I think.
So if anybody's listening to this, the bottom line is, 4 years, 8 years, whatever it's going to be in the military is good for you.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
It's good for you. You'll grow up. You'll learn a skill. You'll find things out about yourself that you never knew you had.
Absolutely.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Yeah. Now, I think the topic today is something other than what we've been talking about.
But it's a great segue to where we're going.
All right. So the Chamber, a couple of years ago, that's when you decided to get involved, has been really focused on workforce development. Mm-hmm. And the main reason is we've got a lot of need.
Right.
We've got these growing companies that want to have people who are suited to work.
Right.
So you said to my, you said to yourself, we need to get veterans.
Right. Yeah.
How do we get veterans? Ta-da!
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, that's kind of where this came from, right? So Kevin gave a great example of how he's had this unbelievable training, this experience. He has this knowledge. Well, then what do I do with it? And how do I translate that into what the workforce needs, right? Because we have our veteran skill set and we have our civilian skill set of what we know on paper that looks like. So that's really kind of the challenge. And Kevin alluded to that there's lots of nonprofits, there's lots of organizations that kind of direct you. And if you actually go and Google all of the organizations that work with our military personnel, there's page after page. Where does someone start? So for employers, we've got a couple of problems, right? We have this workforce that we've got to figure out, how do we recruit that talent? And then sometimes we've got workforce that we don't know what to do with. We don't know how to translate their skill sets. And so that's where this kind of idea came from, is how do we recruit out this alternative pathway or this alternative group of individuals who have some impressive skill sets? And then how do we make our employers really understand what that skill set means for them? And how do we connect the two? And that's where this has been born from.
So when we talk about skill sets, people probably think you go in the military, all you're going to do is learn how to fight. That's not true.
No.
I mean, not in today's military. You're going to learn about computer skills.
Right.
You're going to learn an awful lot about planning, execution, and I mean, that's
leadership.
Exactly.
Time management, all those skills that we're trying to teach our students in our 4-year institutions, our 2-year institutions, our K-12, right? And so now they're actually getting to apply those. Well, how do we translate that into a civilian job?
Well, better yet, how do you get a veteran who's coming out of the military who probably is not understanding exactly what we're talking about right now to understand that there is a role for them that they can be just as excited with outside of the military?
Absolutely.
I think a big part of that is there are people that have to usher that, right? They have to usher them. And that was a big thing that helped me along my way, was getting assigned that coach, that mentor that knew how to connect the dots, how to shuffle me through the funnel, into where I would land on my feet. And I think more than not, we look at it in a non-holistic approach, in that, there's education, there's employment, there's health services, but all those things have to complement one another, be well-timed and alongside each other, and most of those agencies don't work together well for a number of reasons, whether for funding or performance metrics and all these different reasons, even just communication silos that they have, you know, because of the culture of where they land, you know, whether in federal space, state space, or local space. But I think the key there is trying to figure out how we connect all those dots and break down those barriers.
Which is what you're doing right now, trying to figure this out.
Right.
But I think most people realize, I don't care what kind of business you're in, that a veteran is, regardless of what their skill set is,
right,
they're going to be a disciplined worker.
Yes.
They're used to getting up at a certain time. They're used to taking orders.
Right.
They're used to getting things done, and they're used to getting their butt kicked if they don't get it done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's ideal.
Yes.
For anybody in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going about connecting these dots?
So there's two perspectives. There's the service member perspective, right? And so we're working right now as kind of figuring out the pilot and how this works out with the National Guard. There we have a gentleman there who is a civilian. He actually has a military job as well, but his civilian job is to working with the service members as they are coming out, as they're coming back home, deciding where they're going to go. So working from that piece of it, but then also looking at on the other side from the employer, right? That's my perspective. So what does the employer need? How do we help them be able to translate that military experience into what's going to be a good fit? Kevin has this fantastic example about a resume that he received from an individual that was looking to kind of a new position, a very decorated, military career, but could not find a job. Everywhere he was gone, he was overqualified or didn't have the right qualifications.
Now, let me stop you right there.
Right.
This overqualified stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
They're still using that as an excuse?
They're using it.
That's crazy. Why would you just bring the guy in and see what he could do?
Well, that works at a company my size. I think smaller, mid-sized companies are willing to take those risks on getting the right guy and then figuring out the right job after you have the right guy or gal, right? But when you look at some of our bigger companies, you know, I'm getting resumes now from people that have three pages of random words attached to try to bypass AI. We don't use AI. But, you know, we hired someone a couple weeks ago that told me that we were one of 77 companies we applied to and the only company that a human called him back.
Are you kidding me?
I swear. And you know, I think when you're talking about a normal person who's used to dealing with employment space, they've dealt with interviews, they've dealt with, you know, industry that they're looking for a position in. It's one thing to navigate that, but for a veteran who is coming from a very different culture, they're not used to having to seek out jobs, they're not used to having to land an interview and bypass AI to speak to their skills, and honestly, they're not even used to having to speak to their skills. They're not good at selling themselves in general, so there's another barrier for them to navigate.
That's interesting. You're right. Somebody in the military never has to look for something to do because somebody's going to tell them.
Right.
Get this done, get that done, get this done, get that done.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So it's a whole change of mindset. And again, you're coming from the military world to the civilian world.
Mm-hmm.
And the key, I guess, is to get this message to them
before
they exit
Absolutely.
The military world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, how do you do that?
So right now, my effort is working through some of the veteran services and the veteran service providers to try to access these soldiers and service members before they exit through either the career transition centers, through engagement with the installations. We have several major military installations within our state. There's something like 200 veterans exiting service every month our state, something like 200 per month. And you think those folks are entering the workforce, they may not be staying here, they may be moving to another area of the country, but there's definitely an appetite in Rock Hill to draw them here. We're also working through SEDU. They have a program called STAYS, and they're making a conscientious, deliberate effort to try to reach out to these veterans and get them to look at reasons to stay in South Carolina. And through industry, I think large in part, it's not just on the veteran side. You know, if I were to give one piece of advice to a veteran exiting the military, it's that you are joining a new culture and you have to learn how to adapt to that new culture. But at the same time, on our end now, as an industry member, I have to learn how to say what I want and what I need. You know, it's really hard to figure out how you match something if you aren't given the criteria to match. You know, if I don't know what I need at my company, then how does a veteran know that they're needed at my company?
Very interesting. Jeez. But that's quite a pool. I mean, if you got 200 a month coming out of just the military branches in South Carolina.
Absolutely.
I got to think, How many, Celeste, if any, other communities are doing something like you're doing here?
There aren't many, right? I mean, there are, I mean, there's other organizations, especially on the chamber side, right? I mean, there's the U.S. Chamber, there's the Hiring Our Heroes efforts. And there's a lot of, like I said, you know, nonprofit organizations that are doing things, but they're not going in from the corporate perspective, from the company perspective, and kind of looking backwards down that supply chain, which is where kind of our focus is, right? How do we change the mindset of businesses? How do we give them the tools to be able to hire those personnel and to attract those servicemen and women to their companies?
Well, you can make this thing work. You could have a model for a whole country to follow.
Right.
And wouldn't that be a perfect, I mean, what a Christmas gift this would be.
Right, exactly.
To have a train that the vet could just jump on and bingo, right. Take them right to their next life.
Yeah, I talked to a Vietnam veteran over the weekend, and one thing he mentioned to me was we say thank you a lot to service members. We say thank you for your service. And what he had said, you know, was basically there's no better thank you for your service than the opportunity to take care of yourself, you know, to provide you know, provide a paycheck, you know, for you and your family. I think that really sticks with me, and I think that's true. And that my biggest fear when I retired was, well, how am I gonna continue to do this? You know, and
you know, you would think with what we're talking about here, that there's one more leg of this that should be in place, and that is the military themselves, the government that runs. I mean, why wouldn't they want to include this as part of their recruiting strategy?
Sure.
You come in and give me 4 years or whatever it's supposed to be, and then we're going to hook you up with this train that's going to take you out to the civilian world and get you employed so you've got a life after this military.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, they have a program like that called DoD Skill Bridge, but unfortunately, like most things at the federal level,
it doesn't work.
They're very difficult to access.
What? And, that's a shocker.
Yeah, and it's only as good as the individual person at each office, unfortunately, a lot of times. And so, you know, you have a hard time even accessing it, let alone seeing results.
Okay. We got to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. He arrived just in time to solicit his voice to join in on this. We do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week here at Substation 2, unlike other places that are only open like 3 days a week. But here at Substation 2, fresh subs and salads, how we do it at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Ah, well done. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs. We have sliced deli meat trays. We have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people. And we can supply them, too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Have a very interesting conversation this afternoon with two people who are doing something that I think has got a lot of potential. Celeste Tiller, who is Vice President for Workforce Development at the Chamber of Commerce. Kevin Taylor, who we've just met 20 minutes ago. He works over at Southwood Corporation right there by the Rock Hill York County Airport. And he is heading up the Veterans Outreach Subcommittee. And the whole idea here with the RHADC, the whole idea is to connect veterans who are coming out of the military with opportunities that are out here in the civilian world. And how do you might think that's the simplest thing in the world, but it's not the simplest thing in the world. But you all have got a model here that makes a whole lot of sense. So how did this actually get started? Did you all run into each other at a pub someplace and start talking or what?
Not at all. I, doing the Green Beret thing, every time I get someplace, I try to figure out, as we say, we call it, try to figure out who's who in the zoo. And,
who's who in the zoo.
That.
That's a good slogan for the radio station.
That's my freebie. So I started joining groups and trying to network and navigate the people space. And part of that was joining the RHEDC. The first meeting I sat in, doing, again, the Green Beret thing, I asked a question about what we were doing for veterans outreach. And basically the response was that it was a great idea. Why don't you do that? And
that's how it normally goes.
And, It was good for me in that it was a forcing function to continue that networking, that navigation, and building relationships, which is how I large in part get things done. And so I was joined immediately by Linda Burke, who I'm sure you're familiar with, and Dr. Ed Duffy. And
I knew Duffy's name would come up here somewhere.
It has to, right?
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of energy around it and a lot of excitement. And then shortly after that, Celeste joined us, and we started connecting the dots for how we wanted to do this and what... More importantly to you, what we didn't want to do is replicate other efforts. We just wanted to access what was already there and try to make it easier for people to access. And shortly after that, Dexter Bowman from the Guard, we reached out to him, and then John Cioni at York Tech, and that kind of completed the picture of our team as it stands right now. Also working with the York County Veterans Advisory Council with MILT, and that's how I landed here today. But just trying to align a lot of different people doing a lot of different things, but with a very limited perspective. I think one thing that is unique to this is we're very narrow focused, and we're just trying to do it well. And that a lot of veterans' approaches to veterans' problems, I should say, we try to solve for everything the veteran is going through all at once. And it ends up being a little bit too much information and a little challenging on the veteran side. I think it's our goal to try to make this simple for both the employer and the veteran, being end user focused, and all the complexity in the world can exist in the middle where we're trying to navigate and make it simple, but really ensuring that the veteran and the employer have it easy on the end to see results and to access when they need.
I'm sure there's some people out there saying, why is this so difficult? Well, in my perspective, when you go in the military, they're going to make you into something different than you are.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And now after 4 years or whatever it is, they're going to throw you back in the world, and now you have to reverse your whole psyche. So you need some help doing that. That's where we are on this.
Sure. Sure. And I think, even within our groups, I hear a lot of we'll use language that doesn't always make sense to some of the members of the team, right? Like, you know, we use military jargon quite a bit in military circles. When you do that in industry space or government space, the acronyms don't make sense. And the same coming the other way. There are a lot of acronyms that get thrown on, you know, on me every day. I have to stop and say, hey, hold on a minute. Let's pretend I haven't been around the government space at the, you know, from this perspective before. So I think it's just being humble too and understanding that we're trying to help and we're not trying to make it worse, and understand that we've all got to learn a little bit and we've all got to figure out how to be less self-serving and more supportive of the people along that chain, because it's not just the veteran and the industry, it's all the things in between that also have to achieve their metrics and be high performing and all those things. So we're trying to understand that and acknowledge that it's not simple.
Yeah. If it was so simple, everybody would be doing it, right?
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So where are we, Celeste, with this? I mean, this is great discussion, but where are we?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've created what's called a value stream map. So looking at from the veteran to the employer and backwards, what are the steps in the middle to connect them to? And so from career awareness, knowing that this is an opportunity that's available, helping on the veteran side with mock interviews and resume preparation to where the language matches, to even as far as to the employer, helping them craft their job descriptions and understanding what those types of interviews and jobs should look like so they match. So there aren't those barriers. So we aren't creating barriers that don't need to be there.
Right.
Really understanding who are the players that we have in York County already that we can tap into the resources and the programs that they're already doing, and how do we combine all of our efforts to make it a seamless path for both our employer and our veteran.
So are we going to pull the trigger on this in January of 25?
Yeah, so go ahead.
That's our goal. Our goal for 2025 is to get, you know, I say it's one of my military things I got used to, is I had to prove that I did something, right? And and I think results matter, right? So we want some case studies. We want some success stories. And our goal for the year is at least 2 success stories. And what I'm defining as success is getting a couple of vets to employment that lasts longer than 6 months. We're really focused on that retention piece. I think it's not as hard to find that initial job when you're transferring out of the military, but it's hard to find that career, right? And that's what we're trying to help.
So are we still in the formative stage, or we think we got the model to get going here?
Yeah, I mean, we're super excited because we have a lot. We're starting with the advanced manufacturing space, because that is where RHEDC, York County Economic Development, a lot of our education partners, you know, we have a lot of bandwidth in that space, and we have a lot of knowledge. So we're starting with advanced manufacturing, pulling employers together. To kind of talk through with their HR departments, looking at their job descriptions on that end, and then connecting all of that together with our partner at the Armory, at the National Guard Armory.
So if we do this program again, which we will, say 6 months from now, my Green Beret buddy over here is going to be able to tell me, we've got a half a dozen people in the system, and it's working, we're following them, and we're making sure that, you know, round hole is in the round peg and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Absolutely, that's the goal.
Yeah. Well, I would think with 200 vets coming out every month just in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And my God, you got enough connections after 23 years. I'm sure you can get the message back to them.
Of course.
Of course.
Right.
Of course. All right. Well, that's great work you all are doing. That's fabulous. What a nice Christmas present for the community and for the vets as well. I mean, this is great. I just think it's fabulous. Good, good, good. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. You will be back in 6 months, and I know you're going to bring her.
Yes, sir.
Right? So we'll do that, right?
Thanks,
that's an order.
Promise.
All right. Who's that thing again? Who's who in the
who's
zoo?
Who's who in the zoo?
Who's who in the zoo? And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Family... Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're the founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time here at Substation 2. What do we do 6 days a week? Fresh subs and salads. How they're done is like this. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.